Good evening. This is a meeting of the Sylvania City Council Utilities and Environment Committee. Today is May 2nd, 2006, and the time is 6:57. With me this evening, myself, Jason Mishka, Sandy Hussman, Mary Westfall. Mark Fire will be a few minutes late. That makes up the committee members. Also from City Council is Doug Hanem and Mr. Lukey. Members of the administration include Leslie Brining, Kevin Aller, Bill Sanford, Chief Rodas, and Mayor Stow. We're meeting this evening to talk about a new contract for the refuse and recycling. Mr. Aller has prepared some notes and would like to explain them, and I'll turn it over to him.
Thank you, Mr. Mishka. I did prepare a bit of a history for those of you that may not have been around for the whole activity for the contract that's in place now, and perhaps even a refresher for those that were. But in September of 2010, we entered into our original contract with, at that time, it was actually BFI, who then became Allied and then is now Republic Services. That contract was entered into. That contract included weekly garbage pickup and weekly pickup of recycling containers. And at that time, the city was using the 18-gallon open air recycling containers, bins, if you will, is what most people refer to them. The pricing was $5.93 per month for the garbage and $2.70 per month for the recycling. There were annual increases built into that contract based on the consumer price index, and then there are also quarterly and continue to be quarterly fuel surcharge adjustments based on the cost of diesel in the Midwest region. And then also as part of that contract, there were two unlimited pickups a year that are priced at $25,000 per, so that's an additional $50,000 a year per year for those services. And then if any other time the citizens want a large item to be picked up, they can purchase a large item sticker for $7, and then we notify Republic Services that, you know, 1234 Main Street has a large item for pickup, and they make sure that they're prepared for it. I put October 2012, but really it was over the course of several months. In that time, the city was starting to receive several complaints of the recycling material basically blowing around the neighborhoods. By having those 18-gallon containers, the lightweight papers and plastics during a high wind or something of that nature would start blowing around the neighborhoods, and we're starting the complaints for that were starting to increase. So we took a look at and ultimately decided to move to the 95-gallon wheeled recycling carts and make it bi-weekly recycling rather than weekly. Republic Services offered to make that change at no increase to our cost at the time, and also to waive the normal consumer price index that would have occurred in September of 2013. They waived that increase. So we were basically able to hold our fees at the same rate for 2 years with that modification of the service. I think it's a change that's been well received, managed well. The switchover that Republic and our staff did went very smooth, and we don't have the complaints of the material blown around the yards anymore. So I think that was a good move by the city and a good decision by this council to move forward with it. In August of this year, that contract expires. That contract was originally a three-year contract and with a three-year extension permitted if both parties agreed. That brings us to August 31 of 2016. Our current contract will expire. We are currently, with those consumer price index increases and things of that nature, we're currently paying $6.60 per month for our garbage service and $2.94 per month for our recycling service. Just to give you an idea, I currently live in township, Springfield Township, and have to contract for my service. I'm paying $20 a month for my garbage service, and if I were to add the recycling service, that would be $5 a month. So that gives you an idea of the difference in cost and the great savings that we see by putting all 6,000 households under the same contract, so. Collection information that you have there, those are our 2015 numbers. Last year, we collected 4,311 tons of garbage and 1,553 tons of recycling. That's a 26% diversion rate. The diversion rate is the amount of recycling. The amount of potential garbage that you divert from the landfill into the recycling stream. And so that's a 26% diversion rate. It's very good, very high. We are the highest in this area of Republic Services customers, and I would tend to believe that we are the highest of any of the communities around. Maumee is the closest to us at 24%. If you take a look at the city of Toledo, they're at about 19%. And the other thing that Republic Services likes about our recycling flow is it's a very clean flow. There's not a lot of contamination in some communities. You know, people just throw their garbage into the recycling can, and when that gets to the recycling facility, they obviously have to separate it, and it causes them, you know, quite a bit of hardship and more manpower. Ours is very clean. The contamination is virtually zero. So. Some market influences that could potentially impact this next contract. There's really just one being primary, and that is the commodities market for the recycling material. It's basically dropped to nothing. It's very low. At one time, when I was with the county, the cardboard, paper and cardboard, you were receiving about up to $110 per ton for that material. You're now getting about 20. The aluminum market has pretty well dropped out. It's rebounded a little bit, but not. I can remember when he first started in this area. My son was raising money for his eighth grade trip. We were getting 88 cents. Per pound for aluminum. We take aluminum cans in, pop cans, of course. And now it's like 36, 37 cents. So it's dropped out. And glasses, you virtually give that away. It's very expensive to process. And so the recycling world has kind of changed a little bit in the time of this contract alone. But hopefully, it's a commodity. It's like any other commodity. It'll ebb and flow and eventually come back. But that market right now could impact our recycling costs a little bit. It won't impact us to the extent, if you've seen the articles in the paper about the city of Toledo, where they were being paid for their recycling, and now they may even have to pay for their recycling. That's because their contract was tied to that commodities, but it had a floor on it. So even if the commodities market dropped below a certain price, the city of Toledo was guaranteed so much money. Well, obviously, that contractor did not fare very well in that contract. And so when the contract came up for renewal, the contractor said that that's got to change. We can't continue with that. So that's why Toledo was hit. Much harder than what we will be on that particular item, but I think it will have an impact on what our costs are for that. The solid waste contract coming up, I mentioned that the original one was a three-year contract with a three-year extension. I would recommend that we go to, and my plan at this time is to go to a five-year contract with a five-year renewal extension. And the reason for this is if we do have some other companies that are interested in coming in and providing competitive pricing, that longer period allows them to amortize the cost of the recycling containers over a little longer period. Guarantees them a little longer period of a contract. And so instead of us, because let's face it, if they have to bring in new containers, you know, that's going to be included in the price. And instead of us paying that over a 3-year period, it allows us to pay it over a 5 and then potentially a 10-year period for our contract. So that would be my recommendation on that. As I indicated, at this time, that's how I plan to proceed. We will continue to have a fuel surcharge. You know, obviously, that's protection for both the contractor and us. At this stage, we are actually receiving, starting with the next month's bill, we will be receiving a credit of $2,700 per month on the fuel surcharge because the price of diesel has dropped so much that we're actually saving money with that. So that will continue to be in place. A couple of things that we plan to submit for alternate bids for if nothing more than interest sake, but also to know what it would be to provide such a service, is requesting what it would cost to add a 95-gallon cart for garbage collection. Right now, we have the recycling carts, as you're all aware, but then each individual can put out up to 3 cans and or bags at the curb. We're going to request pricing to provide the carts for on the garbage side as well, and see what that cost is, and see if there's a benefit to us for doing that. And then as well,
would that allow for automated pickup?
Yes. Yeah, it would be automatic. It would be just like the recycling carts with the automated pickup. And ultimately, and I'll talk about it in a little bit, but ultimately that could lead to things down the road with the technology. It's actually already present may be coming to this area. So, actually, I've just talked about it now since it was brought up. The potential for there is as that truck is coming along the street and grabs the container, they have scales that are right on the arm. So when that container is lifted, it knows that house is putting in 80 pounds of garbage or 40 pounds of garbage. Throughout the country, there have been pay-as-you-throw programs. It's been bag-based, you know, so much per bag. But with this scaling system, that could potentially bring a completely different billing mechanism where if you dump 80 pounds of garbage, you pay for 80 pounds of garbage. If you dump 40 pounds of garbage, you pay for 40 pounds of garbage. Rather than everybody paying a flat rate. So that's the technology. It's out there already. The trucks that we have in town do not have that technology, but it is something that could potentially be added. So,
and that must be the reason for the RFID tags.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. And those RFID tags are extremely important. Some of our residents don't understand when they move around, don't take the can, because that identifies that home. We have had them where they've moved to other locations and they decide to take that can with them. Well, when they call, if they call Republic for service, it's not hard to get it back home, because as soon as they see it, they'll place a call. They'll send somebody out with the scanner and they know right where it came from. So that's an added advantage to it. Is as long as it's close, we can get it back home, so to speak. And then the other alternate bid that we'll be looking for is what it would cost to go to weekly recycling. We do have some homes in town that have multiple recycling containers because the recycling quantity is so large. And we do have some homes that fill it up. over a 2-week period. So that is something that we'll take a look and see what the cost to provide that service on a weekly basis would be. Some of the other things that we'll be looking at is one of the things when we went into the model of the bi-weekly recycling, we do have cans from time to time that get damaged. We have them get stolen, as I mentioned, and there will be some cart replacement costs. Right now, Republic Service has been working with us and really being a good vendor when those occur. They occur extremely rarely, and I don't want to make this out to be a big problem. It's extremely rare, so.
And I understand we still switch sizes of recycling containers for residents to request the bigger one.
We do. If someone asks for a 65-gallon container, we will switch those out. We do try to make them understand that we don't want to keep going back and forth, so if you want the 65, we'll bring it to you, but we don't want to go back to the other one. So. And that's really part of the thing, you know, part of the pricing that we're looking at on the garbage side is the 95, but is that, because we do have such a strong recycling program, you know, do we look at the 65-gallon container size on the garbage side, because we don't have as much garbage as what most communities do. So, you know, that may be another alternate bid that we could include just to get to see what the pricing difference would be, so.
Kevin, there's one other cost for trash removal that you haven't talked about. That's our tipping fee that goes to the lake. Mm-hmm. What do we pay for that? It's nothing to do with the bid, but how much does that cost? It's like $3 a ton, or is it a lot more than that?
Oh, it's a lot more than that because of state fees and all of that. It's, you know, total tipping fees are probably in the neighborhood of $30 to $35 a ton.
Describe what tipping means.
Tipping fees is it, every time a truck goes to the landfill and tips their load into the landfill, they pay tipping fees. Some of that goes to the federal government. Most of it goes to the state government. Some of it comes back locally to Lucas County. And those are really the three primary. The health department does get some funds from that, but pretty limited. So those four entities are the primary factors.
And under our contract, those all come back to us?
That's part of this $5.93, or actually, we're now at $6.06.
Okay, that's included in that.
That's included in that, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Our contract does have stipulations that if those fees were to increase, that their fee can increase as well, just to cover that cost. No profit margin on it, but just strictly to cover the cost. Over an existing 6-year period, we have not had any increase because of those fees.
You said it was $35 a ton?
Yeah, it's 30.
It's over $100,000 a year. Mm-hmm. Wow.
It's
$120,000 enterprise.
It's hefty. There are some fees. It would probably be more, but they own the landfill that they're taking it to, so it's we reduce some fees there. But yeah, it would probably be more than that.
In tax.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Occasionally, we have gotten a grant back to the community out of those tipping fees that went to Lucas County, mm-hmm. but not very often. But we did get our recycling truck. Part of that out of
it. Right. Yeah, our green yard waste truck that you see driving around town collecting our green yard waste program. A portion of that was paid from a grant program that the county had at the time. I was actually with the county at the time that the city got that grant. The county is not, they do not have that grant program in place anymore. As with anything else, some of the monies that they used to get from the state, their budgets were reduced, and so they had to pull that grant program. It's not in place anymore.
Okay, a couple questions. Would they be interested or willing to set the price and not have the fuel surcharge variation, given where prices are at right now? Could they fix for us?
I would be surprised if they did it without the fuel surcharge. My history, both with the county and with the city, is, you know, that's their method. There's no way to predict what the gas prices are going to be 5 years out. And so that's their way of covering it.
But they can hedge it. That's why I'm asking you.
They can hedge it. However, if fuel prices stay low or wouldn't it be a wonderful thing if they continue to go even lower, then we're paying for that hedge. In the past, it's always been based on a certain figure at the beginning of January 1. One of the things that I plan to do in this contract is the day that we advertise, that will be the base price of the fuel, so that we're using the most current price for that fuel adjustment. As I indicated, nobody knows what fuel is going to do, but I think that's the best way to, for the contractor to protect himself and also for the city to gain a benefit. Had we done with the no fuel increase, we would not be getting that $2,700. I don't know if you were in here, Mark, but we're currently getting $2,700 a month.
Could we set the fuel number at a higher level, creating credits on the short term, but hedging ourselves on the long term?
That fuel, that base rate can be set at anything we want it to be set at. And then the contractor will adjust accordingly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I mean, my thinking on that would be, I'd rather know what the garbage service costs. We can deal, and you know, if fuel goes up, we can deal with that ourselves. As opposed to trying to lock them in. Because if you lock them in, they're going to bid it more conservatively, I would think. What are you thinking about that?
The challenge that they got is our volume is, our quantity isn't large enough to do a direct hedge. You know, there's clearly an escalation anticipated in the price of crude oil, or diesel, depending in this case, that's anticipated over a five-year duration. But if we look at it and say, okay, 5 years from now, do you expect prices to still be at $45 a barrel, or do you expect it to be at $90 a barrel? We're resetting at 45. Our fuel, we're getting the credit now, because when we set it the last time, prices were dramatically higher, correct?
Correct.
We're going in the opposite direction this time. We're at the,
well, I'm just thinking,
at the bottom than we are at the top.
Yeah, when I brought my hybrid Tahoe, I figured it would break even at about 75,000 miles at a gas price of $3.50 a gallon. And I'm never going to get the break even on the Tahoe. So.
Should ask you, I told you not to do it.
Well, I kind of like the hybrid idea anyway. That was different, but okay.
One other thing that I do plan to do on the pricing is in the original contract, they asked for basically the first year price, and then every year after that was going to be according to the consumer price index. Both Republic and other garbage collection companies have indicated that the consumer price index is not a fair index for them to use. There is an index for water, sewer, and garbage services that they would prefer to use. Now, going back to that index, it's a typically higher index, most of the time three times higher than the consumer price index. So the other thing that I plan to do is for the first 5 years, we will, in this contract, we will ask for what the price is going to be for the first 5 years. We will take that index question mark out of the equation and indicate, now this may be where they hedge that fuel cost a little bit, but that will let us know exactly what our costs are going to be for a five-year period. It'll also let us know which contractor is going to be the cheaper over that five-year period. Rather than hedge the index. So that is something I plan to do for this contract, and then obviously the next 5 years, should we decide to stay with the same contractor, we'd have to negotiate those fees at that time.
So is it eliminate the fuel surcharge when we do that, or is it just stabilizing?
It stabilizes our rates, We'll know exactly what they're going to be.
So you don't have two variables that are changing?
Right.
Okay.
Now, what some companies could do is hedge their,
right,
what the fuel costs are going to be, and
right,
adjust a bit accordingly. But that's their decision.
And your objective tonight is to ask for feedback, other things that you might want to have in the bid, right?
Yes, and if there was anything else, you know, at the next meeting, I'll probably, or actually, we have it prepared if everybody's comfortable. No, we didn't. Did we prepare legislation?
Yeah.
To advertise.
Council just needs a motion?
I already did that, yes. You're right.
Yep.
You know, if everybody is ready to move forward, we can. I definitely would want to do it by the next meeting. August 31st is coming quickly. And obviously, there will be, these types of contracts, because of the fuel surcharges and any increases and that kind of stuff, although I'm taking some of that index question out of it, but they're always, no matter how defined you think you get things like fuel surcharges and things of that nature, every company always submits something different on how they want to do it. And so it always takes more review time than our typical bids. So I just want to obviously make sure that we're ready to go by August 31st. If we get our existing contractor, it'll be a smooth transition. Nothing, you won't even notice it. But should a different contractor come in, that could take some time for us.
Who would you expect to have a bid on this?
I think you have, you know, Waste Management is the other obvious large contractor.
And they took care of their antitrust issues, right?
Yeah. you know, I believe the last time there was another company that bid. I don't know if they will come in this time. Yeah. I don't know if they will come in this time or not. So
Kevin, what I hear you say is our intention is to bid this. This is not going to be an automatic. You're not going to ask that for the current vendor.
Okay. No. We have, the way our contract was written, it expires August 31st, and we have to. We did take a look at, there is a provision where you can, the solid waste, Lucas County Solid Waste District does not have to bid services. They are permitted to negotiate services. Mm-hmm. And there is a provision where they could have negotiated a fee, and then we could, and then assign that to us, basically. We just didn't feel comfortable with that. Their contract is technically with the Solid Waste District at that point. It's not with us. Everything works really well right now. We make a phone call, it's resolved. Our staff is responsible if somebody doesn't get their garbage picked up or things of that nature. We're not relying on somebody else. So
okay.
That is our preference.
Okay, so Jason, two questions, or comment questions. First of all, we had, and this is kind of a due diligence question, we had a group of folks from one of the Lego teams in here 4, 5, 6 months ago presenting a concept of recycling that was, the homeowner separates the items, and there are a bin that has three separate compartments. I don't remember the name of that, but that seemed to be positioned to us by the young people that came and talked to us as sort of a coming thing, state of the art. Have you all at all considered that as a possibility for Sylvania?
There's nothing in this area of a program with that where you have one container able to do one dump and separate the material.
Mm-hmm.
There are in the on the coast,
right,
both California and the East Coast, Vermont's and those areas, there are some areas that are doing two-stream recycling. They're doing all of the paper as a separate stream, and then everything else at the other stream. This area right now is still single stream. I did ask Republic about going to a two-stream. Mm-hmm. It's not their recommendation to do it.
They just don't have the capability at this point anywhere in the market.
They have to bring two different trucks and do two mm-hmm. different pickups, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They can't dump it and have it sorted.
Or have a two-department truck.
Then
you lose the automatic dump.
Yeah.
So, and that adds another container to
Sure.
Our residents for.
Sure, I understand. Okay. The second question relates to perhaps some language that's already in the RFQ, but maybe not. One of the things that we've grown to like about Republic is that they're a very good community partner. I think this started when Mr. Brown was here, and I think it's continued, that, you know, they support our banner program, they support our fireworks. They're willing to participate at that level. Have we had a specific reference to that in the RFQ before?
There is language in there as to community participation and support.
Okay.
It's mentioned.
Yeah.
And they have been a good.
They have, but I think that's just because it's the way they do business, mm-hmm. right? So I guess I would maybe encourage you to look at ways to maybe build that out to sort of give the potential bidders a sense that that matters to us, because I think it could matter to us a little bit.
That's a good point. Another point about that one is it's a real smooth contract for us. I don't know about you folks, but I don't get complaints about the trash pickup very often.
No.
And I used to.
Yeah. The only thing I'm trying to anticipate, Mayor, is that, you know, when we introduce the bigger recycling containers, there were a lot of folks who were unhappy about fitting them into the garage. And now if we're serious about going down the road of having two containers of that size, we might get some pushback.
I couldn't even get the 60 gallon in my garage. 95 will end up outside.
Yeah. So, you know, and I'm guessing our garages are pretty much the same size, right?
We just might have wider sides for it.
I don't know. Yeah, they are. So, you know, it sounds.
And you go to Toledo and through their neighborhoods where they got two 95 gallon ones, most of them sit in front of the house.
Right.
Which can't even pull them around the back of the house.
So I think we have to be careful what we ask for here, you know. I mean, I'm not suggesting we don't put it in, but I'm anticipating that we'll get some pushback.
Because an empty nester, I put out maybe one bag.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Yeah, right.
That would look kind of silly at the bottom of a 95 gallon.
Well, my heart goes out, and I typically try to help her, but I have an 87-year-old neighbor who's pushing her huge recycling container down the driveway every 2 weeks. You know, it's bigger than she is. But I think we just have to be mindful that not everybody would, in the interest of saving some dough, not everybody initially might embrace that.
And at this stage, we're not proposing that we go to the 96. Everything on the garbage side seems to work. We don't get complaints. We don't get garbage that's left on the streets. But it's information to have should technology keep advancing. And if for some reason there becomes some benefit to switching to that, at least we know what that is. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I did get one request. Someone I talked to this summer did ask to see if that was possible. But I've noticed the same thing.
If what was possible?
A larger bin just for trash and not for recycling. And I don't know if they were asking for the convenience of having, you know, something that was on wheels and it was a can that was similar to their recycling can, or if they need more space. I don't know if it was a space thing or if it was to be.
Yeah. You know, an unintended consequence of having the bigger trash bin is something that is being played out in Toledo, because I've had conversations with some of the council members there. And that is that because not everybody can fill up a bin that big, they use it for their yard waste, which I have to believe represents a bigger issue for the hauler, right? Because they just, you know,
Didn't that violate our ordinance?
Well, it probably does, and it probably does in Toledo, too, but they do it, right?
Well, that's true, especially when it's automated, right? Because the machine can pick up a whole lot of grass.
Yeah.
Where the guy picking it up may stop because of grass in there.
And you know, that puts us, worst case, in the enforcement business, right? We have to go around and police all of this stuff.
But I was gonna finish and add that I've noticed the same thing, which is while the same gentleman requested that, I've noticed that my trash has gotten smaller and recycling has gotten bigger. So, you know, it might be something worth looking at, but I think I agree. I don't think we need.
Yeah, and you know, I don't intend, Kevin, any of my comments to be critical. I think you're absolutely on the right track, and I agree that the hauler has been a good partner with us, and you all have done a good job of managing that. So I just think, as you put it together, be mindful of some of those nuances.
Well, I think we're ready to do send this out for bid. I would give them time, unless.
Yeah, I mean, will we have an opportunity to see a final draft of the bid? or have a conversation about it.
We'll get to see the final bills.
Yeah, we expect so.
Yeah, I mean, I have no, I'm not equipped to do, look at a highway bid and critique it, but I think this is a little bit different.
You want to look at the RFQ?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my problem.
Okay, then we'll have to do it next time.
You can do the motion to authorize the advertisement today.
Yeah, we can do that.
Because the bids won't be accepted until obviously after we.
But wouldn't the RFQ have to be ready to be advertised?
No.
Okay.
We could, if there were proposed changes, we could send those out to all of the bidders within the deadline.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
If there were any changes.
You've got to basically put together now, right?
Yeah, it's.
You know, I'm happy if you.
So we could authorize it, you could send it out to us, and if we had comments, we'd kick them back to you pretty quick.
Yeah.
Yeah, great, perfect.
When will we expect the final bid? What's the, okay, this one's going to be first.
We'll probably be back, the bid will come in after the first meeting in June, so I would be bringing that back to you the second meeting in June.
And that's when we look down on it?
Let me count my days here. Yeah, I don't think I can hit that first meeting.
No.
I don't think I can hit the first meeting, so it'll be the second meeting in June.
We need enough time to look at it.
The final. That's when we would approve.
Yes, I would hope that I would be back to you by then.
There is 3 weeks still coming between the second meeting in May and the first meeting in June.
But I have to have a pre-bid because of the potential.
You're right, you sure do.
Yeah, so.
And we only have one meeting in July.
Correct.
Right.
It's better to let the bidders think about it.
Yeah, yeah. I should be able to be back to you by that second meeting in June.
You know, I'd like to make a motion that we make a recommendation to council this evening that they authorize administration to go out for a bid on the recycling, on the refuse and recycling contract.
All right, I'll second that.
Can I make one comment?
Sure.
On the different size cans for garbage, is it possible, you said there's some people that need, obviously, a bigger one. They're asking for a bigger one. But couldn't we give them two of the 65? Could they have two of those rather than giving everyone, as a rule, the big one that most people don't use?
But the problem will be is everybody at Christmas time needs to set out more. So everybody's going to want the big one so that they're covered. Because you won't be able to set out a couple extra bags next to this thing if it's mechanically picked up. That's the issue. And then the bags will end up in the recycling bin. Right now, we limit it to 3 containers, but you know that people set out more than that sometimes, or they have a big item they set next to it, not big enough, like mattress or something, but the guy looking at my hand, they've been very friendly about picking up more because the guy next door has less.
Yes. Sometimes we put it in next door.
You shouldn't do it in the middle of the night.
Oh, I send John. But it's just, what I envision and what I'm seeing in my neighborhood are the big cans sitting out because they can't get them into their garage. And unfortunately, they don't always put them in a hidden spot. They're quite obvious from the street. And then I'm thinking, okay, then we're going to have two big ones. Mm-hmm. And does that encourage people if they've got their recycling full, do they throw it into, I don't know.
Right. Well, and bear in mind that while I'm getting alternate pricing for it, we wouldn't switch to that program without having to come back to council first. Council would have to authorize that program switch. So we can get pricing for it now. That way we know what it is. But ultimately, we'd have to come back to council if we decide to recommend that.
And the time that I'd be interested in it is when we can save significant dollars by the automated pickup rather than the guy that put it in.
Right.
But if you watch the fellows that come around to your community town, one guy driving the truck, and he bounces out and he throws it in there.
They're so good.
They are. And that's not the truth. That's not the way it was in a large community in the east. And 3 guys were on the truck, and they moved slower.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. So there's a motion right now from Mrs. Westfall that this committee makes a recommendation to authorize the clerk to advertise bids. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. Is there any more items for the committee to consider this evening? If not, we'll adjourn the meeting at, do we need a motion to adjourn? We'll adjourn the meeting at 7:37.
Take about 5 minutes before we start the council meeting.
Thank you.